Hello, I'm Saima, your root cause healing mentor. In this episode, we begin by exploring epilepsy's neurological foundation, how neurons, the hypothalamus, and the vagus nerve orchestrate brain activity and seizures. Epilepsy begins at the most fundamental level in the brain, a complex organ that controls every aspect of your being. Your brain is made up of billions of neurons, specialized cells that communicate through electrical impulses and chemical signals. Imagine this as a vast, vibrant city where endless conversations happen simultaneously. Each neuron sends and receives messages that keep your body and mind functioning in harmony. In epilepsy, this delicate communication breaks down temporarily. Neurons, especially in critical regions like the hypothalamus, the master regulator of hormones, emotions, and autonomic functions, begin to fire erratically, creating sudden bursts or storms of electrical activity. The vagus nerve, a major communication highway connecting the brain with essential organs and governing the parasympathetic nervous system, plays a vital role in calming and modulating this activity. When this balance falters, the nervous system becomes overexcitable and seizures occur. This biological view builds a foundation of trust. So, epilepsy is a neurological condition rooted in brain chemistry and circuitry. Not something mysterious or shameful. No, a big no. Understanding these basics empowers us to approach healing holistically, respecting the brain's complexity while nurturing its ability to balance itself. Let's start with some breath awareness. Deep, slow, diaphragmatic breathing that activates your vagus nerve, helping calm the nervous system and prevent overwhelming spikes of electrical activity. Try breathing this right now. Inhale through your nose for 4 counts. Hold for 7 counts. And exhale long, deep breaths for 8 counts. Continue doing this for a few minutes. This simple technique can be your first line of support. You can also find videos on my YouTube channel dedicated to vagus nerve reset techniques. Simple exercises that you can do anytime to support neurological balance and reduce seizure triggers. Well, you can also get present and be aware of some reflective questions. Number one, how do I experience my body's state during or before seizure episodes? Number two, am I aware of moments when my nervous system feels calm versus overstimulated? Number three, what small daily practices can I start to support my brain's natural balance? So we can say epilepsy's biological nature is a call to nurture the brain and nervous system with kindness and simple, accessible practices like breathwork that you can begin today. In the next episode, we will explore the chakra system, your energetic blueprint, and its role in epilepsy. So stay with me.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. to pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,